Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is John Klar, and John has an amazing story, and maybe we can just touch on that this morning so you'll know who he is. But he's written a book called Christian Words on Christian Actions, which we've interviewed on him in the past, but we're going to be talking on a different subject this morning. John, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for allowing me to join you, sir.
So why don't you, what were we going to talk about this morning?
Well, I think we're continuing to discuss the Military Commissions Act and the John Warner National Defense Authorization Act.
Great, and I think this is really such an important subject, and so I'll just let you pick up and then tell our listeners why you're concerned about this legislation.
Well, thank you, and I am, as you may recall, I'm a little prepared today to discuss some of the nuances of this legislation that we haven't taken up before. And particularly with your permission, sir, I would like to tie it in with God's Word.
All right, you go right ahead.
Well, thank you. Just an overview, as we've discussed in the past for your listeners, the recent enactments by this Congress and this administration, the Military Commissions Act of 2006 and the John Warner National Defense Authorization Act of 2007, contain in their voluminous pages some rather sweeping changes to our structure of government. And the Military Commissions Act, people have heard about how it does away with a lot of the constitutional guarantees for enemy combatants. The John Warner Act does away with posse comitatus and protecting us from our government using our own military against us. And there are some, and that's very telling. I mean, as we have discussed, just to not gloss over that, that's very telling because what's happening is there are dramatic changes in the structure of our government system in this country going on, which are consolidating federal power at the expense of state and local power.
And I think that's really such an important issue because while we send our boys overseas to fight in a war in Iraq, that obviously we're not doing a very good job of trying to win. We never had enough troops, and we've never adequately trained the people who are there, the local Iraqis, to take over on their own. And while our boys are overseas supposedly fighting for democracy, we're losing our freedom here at home. And the average American doesn't realize that he's being manipulated. His mind is being diverted from a very real problem, which John is describing. So please go ahead.
Well, and I think that's why I'm on the air with you today, and that's why you have this show, is so that we can help people see the truth of what's going on. And the bigger picture of these recent enactments, I will reference my book now. As you know, I'm not really here to sell books, but
go ahead.
my book, well, I will, because I wrote the book to help people to dispel the mistruth that is going on, the corporate media government lies that are being fed to us for our whole lives, and that's why I wrote the book. The book is called Christian Words, Unchristian Actions, George W. Bush and the Desecration of Christianity in Modern America. But as you know, I'm not just out to get George Bush. I'm talking about our country and where it's going and how neither the Democrats nor the Republicans are going to save us. Only our faith, only Jesus will save us. And we are turning away from him in these times. So the reason I raised the book right now, though, is this legislation shows what the bigger picture that my book endeavors to show. My book talks about No Child Left Behind Act. It talks about the environment. It talks about compassionate conservatism, the war in Iraq, the use of torture, trickle-down economics. There's a common theme throughout all of these things that we see in this latest legislation, and that is a derogation of Americans' freedoms, a trundling and desecration of Christian ethics or Christian values, and in the advent of this huge, extremely powerful government, which we can only really call increasingly the NWO or the New World Order. And when we talk about these acts, we really... Too many Americans are not familiar with the history of what these rights mean to them, so they're not familiar with how dramatic a change it is in their lives when they're taken away. And by the time the effects of these are seen, it may be too late to do anything about it, but it's never too late to put our faith in Jesus Christ. And that's our theme for today.
All right. Very well said, and I wouldn't disagree with that at all. It's a spiritual battle that's being fought today, and most people don't even understand it's a spiritual battle. So go ahead and pick up this story.
Well, and I think there are a couple of things we'll hit on here, Doctor, with your permission, but the issue of torture is a recurrent one, and too many Americans have glossed over the issue of torture by our government. without really analyzing what that means. Non-Christians might be forgiven for that because I don't know what their moral code is. Maybe they don't have one. Maybe amorality or moral relativism is sufficient for them. But for Christians, this cannot be glossed over. That the country is not up in arms over the use of torture might be surprising, but that Christian Americans are not is an offense to our God. And that's where we come back, because the larger picture we'll see is that mankind and this government are using torture and torment to elicit worldly ends. But God uses torture and torment only as a punishment for those who do not heed his words. And just as we should be curious about what we're sending our youth abroad to fight for when we're losing the very freedoms we're supposed to be fighting for, we should be very suspicious that in using torture, we're not setting ourselves up to be tortured eternally in hell by our God. And we should be very, very keen on what God would have us do. But I'll come back to that theme with some scripture in a second. Let me talk to you, sir, about a couple of things that I found in this act that I had not seen before. And as you know, I'm trained as a lawyer, so let's talk about this from man's law, what man's law is saying here in these acts.
Okay, go for it.
In Section 2 of the Military Commissions Act, it says that the authority granted by this act, quote, may not be construed to alter or limit the authority of the President under the Constitution of the United States and laws of the United States to establish military commissions for areas declared to be under martial law or in occupied territories should circumstances so require.
Now, that could be any place here in the United States that's under martial law if we had a civil disturbance or the possibility of civil disturbance. Why? Gives the President the ability, and certainly with the John Warner Act, and now his ability to use military troops against Americans, to declare martial law in any part of this country and set up a military commission. Is that right?
That's correct. And you may recall that the USA Patriot Act gives George Bush the unilateral power subject only to the second signature of the Attorney General, currently his pet, Alberto Gonzalez. He can declare a martial law and a national emergency at any time under the USA Patriot Act. So this dovetails well with that. But what's interesting as a lawyer looking at this is, why would they put this in there? Why would they draft this unless they were anticipating the imposition of martial law and carving out for themselves the further power to create more military tribunals in the future? It suggests that they're already anticipating that outcome to me. It could be regarded or argued that this is just thorough legislation, but really, to me, it says more, because there are a lot of things that you could say, well, this doesn't abrogate the President's power, but, well, it wouldn't. But they're specifically reserving to themselves the right to create more military commissions. Why is that interesting? Because if you look in the definitions of this act, it does, by its terms, limit its application to aliens only, not to us. But with this slight exception, all you need to do is lift out the word alien, or you could create whole new military tribunals. It seems to me that it's in the works and it's going to be coming.
And of course, the thing is, although supposedly this is only for people who are not citizens, you could be here on a green card, you could be here under all circumstances, and certainly they could then try you.
Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 post-paid. Call 1-800-205-6245. 5245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
The Commission Act is only applicable to non-citizens, but, you know, once you're arrested, how would you ever prove that you were a citizen? I mean, is there any way that they could simply just get around this law or change it, by executive edict, and suddenly everybody would come under a military commission? After all, the president is taking total power unto himself. Even liberal Senator Patrick Leahy of Connecticut has said that this legislation encourages the president to declare martial law in America. Of course, you didn't hear that, and all across America, but I think that at least some of the senators, even some of the most liberal senators, are far more concerned than the John McCains of this world.
Well, that is an irony that we see that should, again, point up for us that we should be suspicious of political leaders. Not that I don't support those senators that are crying out, but you're right, it is that telling. And you hit on something else, which is that clearly the legislation allows for, anticipates the possibility of the creation of more military tribunals. Maybe they would not apply to aliens. But as you just point out, this is a critical thing that you have pointed out that Americans should be aware of. If you or I are picked up as an enemy combatant under this legislation, we don't get a right of habeas corpus. We don't get a right to even establish that we're a U.S. citizen. We're in a black, Stalin-like Soviet gulag hole. All of those rights are taken away. We can be tortured. We can have the coerced testimony that is tortured out of us used against us without, and we don't even have the right to hear all the evidence against us. And as I'll talk to you more, it's even creepier than that. So you're right. What is the guarantee? First, the law could be changed to specifically include American citizens, but two, if it was applied by executive edict or otherwise, or just by bureaucratic nightmare, there's no recourse for us once we're labeled this way to lean on our constitutional rights.
And I think it's so important that this legislation suspends habeas corpus. Now, it's only for non-citizens, but what it basically says is, no court can intervene in this. If no court can intervene, how are you going to prove you're a citizen when you're being tortured?
Precisely.
Why would they pass legislation like this in the middle of the night when nobody knows what's going on and have all these things in here, this long and extensive legislation, and then we know that they've given $385 million to Halliburton to build detention camps? What is George Bush really up to? I mean, you would expect that a Christian president would be forthright and tell the American people the truth about everything. And if he isn't telling the truth about everything, then you have to begin to wonder if they're Christian words, but really unchristian plans and agenda.
Well, and I think Jesus spoke to that very clearly. If you and I or any of us as Christians sit around wondering what's in George Bush's heart when he prays or does things, then we're not following what Jesus told us to do. He said to look at their actions, because only God knows what's in his heart. Only he knows what's in his heart, and I shouldn't try to pry there. But with these kinds of behaviors, and there's something else that, the distinction of alien has been put on this so that many Americans will not rise up in opposition. They'll say, oh, well, they wouldn't use it against me. But there's another issue here, too, which is that what, as Christians, either in our Constitution or in our Bible, what allows us to treat aliens as subhumans? What is different from this, from slavery or other examples in our past, that suddenly we can abandon our moral creed for people because we label them as aliens? And we'll talk about that in a minute, if we may, because we'll come back to the Word of God. Another thing I noticed in the Military Commissions Act is that it defines in Section 948B, subsection F, it defines the status of military commissions. It says a regularly constituted court this is how they define them. The military commissions will be, quote, a regularly constituted court affording all the necessary judicial guarantees which are recognized as indispensable by civilized peoples for purposes of common Article 3 of the Geneva Conventions, unquote. It then goes in the next paragraph to say no one may invoke the Geneva Conventions as a source of rights in the military commission. So what it says is, our laws comply with Geneva Conventions, but by the way, the Geneva Conventions cannot be invoked as a right. It seems to me that the right taken away in subsection G is purported to be granted in F. In other words, we're just saying we're going to provide you all these judicial guarantees, but oh, by the way, you can't rely on the Geneva Convention. Interesting, because basically they're trying to legislate that, saying this is legal because we say it's legal. Regardless of what the facts are. And again, we'll come back to that again, because what is our standard as Christians? Is it the Geneva Convention? Is it the Constitution? Is it this law? It's God's Word. In section 949L, the voting of the judges, or whatever you call them, on these military commissions is by secret written ballot. And a two-third vote is required in order to convict, except for the instances of life in prison, which requires a three-quarters vote, and a unanimous decision is required for the imposition of death. Secret written ballots are something out of Stalin land, and one could reflect as to why it is that we would use them in America. Somehow there's an exception for aliens. 949S bans cruel or unusual punishments. It's interesting to me that we've created a law that allows us to use cruel and inhuman punishments to elicit confessions from people, but then we're so noble and Christian because after we convict them, we won't punish them with cruel and inhuman torture. It's okay to use to prove they're guilty, but once you've established they're guilty, you don't use it. God's the other way around. God doesn't torture us. We know from Romans 8:28 that he will use hardship to help us be sanctified, to be more like Christ. But punishment comes in the eternal pit of hell for those that don't follow his laws, like people who use punishment to further their own worldly ends. In 950 subsection A, it says that for an appeal of an error of law from one of these commissions, it must materially prejudice the substantial rights of the accused. Well, basically, that means that even with errors of law, you're very unlikely to be able to appeal any decisions of these military commissions, because it would have to be shown that it affected a substantial right, whatever that is, presumably your right against cross-examination or coerced testimony are not included there, and it would have to materially prejudice that right. So it's quite a high bar to any kind of appeal. And then, interestingly, towards the end, the Act says that it is limited, that upon appeal to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia or to the Supremes, which will be the only places that any appeals could be brought on this Act, they would be limited to consideration of this chapter, meaning this law, and, quote, to the extent applicable, the Constitution and the laws of the United States, unquote. So implicitly, they're acknowledging that the U.S. Constitution, there are areas being carved out in this Act which will not apply. And they are implicitly saying that the U.S. Supreme Court would not have the power, that those constitutional rights are limited by this Act, and the U.S. Supreme Court doesn't have the power to invoke the Constitution. That, I'm sure, will be tested. But it's very telling that by its very terms, the Act is admitting that it's not constitutional. It is not preserving those constitutional guarantees. In the John Warner Act, when we add that in, then we see a huge power grab by the federal government. Here are a couple of provisions that we haven't discussed before. Section 1406 creates a database of emergency response capabilities. I'll read it to you. The Secretary of Defense shall maintain a database of emergency response capabilities that includes the following. One, the types of emergency response capabilities that each state's National Guard, as reported by the states, may be able to provide in response to a domestic, natural, or man-made disaster, both to their home states and under state-to-state mutual assistance agreements. Interesting that now the federal government is creating a database to keep tabs on what power is available to it in our National Guards that were supposed to be there to protect us in the state in the instance of emergencies. And the Act goes on. It gives the president the power to use not just the National Guard, but all of our armed forces against us in the circumstance of a major public emergency. And it creates an interesting standard as to when that can be employed. It's when the president decides that he needs to restore public order or to suppress any insurrection, domestic violence, or conspiracy if, it's a little convoluted, if any part or class of the state's people is deprived of a right, privilege, immunity, or protection named in the Constitution and secured by the laws, or if any condition that so opposes or obstructs the execution of the laws of the United States or impedes the course of the justice under those laws. What's interesting about this, Dr. Stan, is that what it then says in subparagraph 3, it says, in any situation covered by paragraph 1B, et cetera, where Bush comes in to protect us, the state shall be considered to have denied the equal protection of the laws secured by the Constitution. Now, this is a little bit convoluted, but let me summarize what this is saying. What this is saying is that if Bush decides that there is an insurrection or violence that obstructs anybody's rights or any of the laws of the United States within a state, that he can use our National Guard to go in and impose order. It also gives them power. The Department of Defense has authority to support all of the housing and cots and food for these forces, etc. So there's this huge network being set up for the federal government to use our National Guard troops against us when Bush decides that there's insurrection or instability, which by definition will mean that the states are not protecting our rights anymore, so they're going to come in. They're clothing this supposed protection as being some kind of a constitutional guarantee. Or it's ironic that they're purporting to be protecting our constitutional rights as they're actually taking them away from us.
The thing is that this can be invoked in case of an epidemic of some sort, in case of civil disturbance, if there's a disruption of society, and certainly, they can create an epidemic overnight. They could create civil disturbance using agent provocateurs, as they've used again and again and again. It's certainly not it's standard operating procedure. We know that the British actually control the Irish Republican Army. And the number two man there was a British agent. The chief torturer and murderer for the Irish Republican Army was an agent of the British government. And so do you think that they do not have their agents planted all across America? I at one time was asked to become one of, a covert spy going around and, going to cocktail parties and simply keeping tabs on all the people in the little town where I live. They have this all over America. We know when they have the Communist Party. Most of the members of the Communist Party at the end were working for one or another branch of government. So they can infiltrate everything. If they've infiltrated the mafia, they've infiltrated the militia here in the United States, they've infiltrated the various types of Aryan supremacy organizations in the United States. And if you don't think that they can use their agents to create unrest, and people say, why would they do that? Well, I think Senator Patrick Leahy said it best. This legislation encourages the president to declare martial law. Why would anybody do that? Because they have a different agenda. They have a different worldview. And after all, the president says, we all pray to the same God. He prays every day, but he says he's praying to the same God that the Muslims do. We all pray to the same God. That's not the God the Christians pray to. What in heaven's name is going on? Why would the president say he prays to the same God as the Muslims? Well, I think we as Christians have a right to question what's going on. At one time, America was a Christian nation. Everybody knew it was a Christian nation, and the power of the central government was limited so men could be free. Sounds to me like they've taken the chains off the central government, put them on the people, and the people have no idea even what's going on as long as we got Monday Night Football and Walmart and Target, and we got all these wonderful goodies they're giving us. But one day, could it be that we've suddenly realized that we've sold our freedom for a mess of pottage?
Well, I think that's what we're warned about in the Bible, and even for non-Christians, we would wonder how long they would continue to lap up or be deceived by this delusion in the interest of consumption and comfort. But for Christians, surely, we've warned that our belief is very much in conflict with this world. In what you were just saying made me think of a quote I was going to share today when we ask about Mr. Bush's conduct or his actions. Paul tells us in Philippians 3:18, he says, "For I have told you often before, and I say it again with tears in my eyes, that there are many whose conduct shows that they are really enemies of the cross of Christ. They are headed for destruction. Their God is their appetite. They brag about shameful things, and they think only about the life here, about this life here on earth. That's what I think we see happening in our government today. I see, unfortunately, that it's happening with many Christians who are willing to go along with this kind of sacrifice of their liberties, and I use that word sacrifice purposefully, the sacrifice of God's standard in favor of torture because they're afraid of some people from far off hurting them. When we look at the broader picture, we see that with these laws now, in a few short years, we see that President Bush decides who's an enemy combatant. He decides whether...
I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, who is actually qualified to get a VA loan?
The general rule is 2 years active duty service or 6 years in the reserves. Shorter time requirements during wartime service.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
The audience is hearing it, you and I aren't, so we're not sure when the break comes. But anyway, we're going great, and you pick up the story there. I share your concern. I've not heard one major Christian leader in this entire country speak out against torture. Maybe somebody can call in and tell us which one of the major Christian leaders has spoken out against torture. They've all accepted it. Oh, well, my goodness, if we don't torture them, why, they're going to come over here and get us. And yet, it's been 5 years, over 5 years since 9-1-1, not one major terrorist incident here in the United States. Oh, well, that's why we're doing such a good job over in Baghdad, and we have to fight the terrorists over there. That's why they're not here. They're not here because they're all fighting in Baghdad. And does anybody really believe that? I mean, after all, if you were a self-respecting terrorist and you wanted, to get back in America, you wouldn't be over there fighting in Baghdad, killing a lot of Iraqis. You'd be over here blowing up, anything you could lay your hands on, or you'd be, derailing our trains. Easy to do. They're not doing these things. There are literally no terrorist attacks here in the United States in over 5 years. Maybe this whole war on terror is simply a lie to justify the John Warner National Defense Act and, of course, the Military Commission Act. And while we're sending our boys overseas to fight and bleed and suffer and die, and things are going from bad to worse in Iraq, and you couldn't have done such a bad job unintentionally, we're losing our freedom here at home. And we've approved torture, and this country has become, certainly as corrupt, as any other nation in the world. This is the sort of thing that happened in Hitler's Germany. The German people went right along with torture because, after all, it was what the Fuhrer said it was all right, and it must have been all right. Where is the outcry from the Christian leaders of our country, ladies and gentlemen? Where is the outcry? Go ahead, John.
Well, let's share the thunder, because I agree with you wholeheartedly, as you know. When you ask how people can believe in this stuff, what their government is feeding them, it's very easy for those who fear foreign enemies, fear for their own lives, but don't fear their God. They don't fear eternal judgment. They don't fear that he's looking upon their hearts and how their heart attitudes. And that's exactly what the Bible tells us the end times will be like. As I was talking about before the break, and just to recap in case people didn't catch it, President Bush now has these sweeping powers, I think, unprecedented in our country's history. The executive has become very, very strong, upsetting the balance of power. He has the power to decide who's an enemy combatant, what torture is, and when somebody's tortured. He already decided by law that the military tribunals he set up comply with the Geneva Convention. No matter what they do, they have said they comply. He decides when there's a major public emergency. Bush decides now, under the John Warner National Defense Authorization Act, he decides when to end a major public emergency. He has already said in that law that when he does so, then it's because the states have failed to protect their citizens, so the government's going to do it for them. He has also, through the USA Patriot Act, given himself the power to decide when to suspend elections and to impose martial law. Now, many in this country have been very, very upset when there were any comparisons made with Adolf Hitler, as you just referenced Mr. Hitler. Well, Mr. Hitler, though, pretended to be a Christian, while his actions showed otherwise. He led a nation into a false war that he based on preemption and fear that was false. He encouraged nationalism and the dehumanization of other people. And the Germans perceived that they were the good guys. The parallels to today's America and Hitler are very interesting. Perhaps the parallels would be made to Big Brother in George Orwell. But what we see is a pattern with Hitler and with Big Brother and with America today. The pattern is fear and chaos are used to create a surrender of rights and trust to those who will then supposedly instill order. Science teaches us that entropy, the law of science, is that the universe is headed towards disorder. And we have people like Hitler and Big Brother and Bush to help us and create order for us. No, we're told as Christians that we can choose, and we must choose. We must choose between the new world order that George Bush and those like him represent, or we must choose God's order, because God's order is the antidote to the entropy of this sin-cursed world. And that is the bigger picture here that I think a lot of Americans, and particularly American Christians, I would say shame on them, but my real thing I would say to them, put your trust in God. Repent of being fearful and read the scriptures, because God, the Bible is sufficient, and God has answered all of these things for us. We're told to put fear in God, not others. We're told, we see in the Bible, that torture is used by God for punishment, either of our enemies or of us. But God never teaches us to use punishment, to use torture to punish our enemies. In fact, in my book, I quote from 2 Kings 6, in which I could read to you now. When the king of Israel saw them, he shouted to Elisha, "My father, should I kill them? Should I kill them?" "Of course not," Elisha replied. "Do we kill prisoners of war? Give them food and drink and send them home again to their master." So the king made a great feast for them and sent them home to their master. Well, that's Old Testament. If we move to Jesus Christ and the New Testament, we have even less cause to be doing to our enemies what only God reserves to himself to do to our enemies. If we torture people, we are ignoring God and his laws, and we will be tortured potentially in eternity. Tormented, the Bible uses for word. When we stand for Christ, it's more than just believing this. We know why non-Christians do nothing in the response to this torture. But where is the Christian outrage in this country? It is not enough for us to stand at Christ and say, oh, well, I don't support torture. We need to speak out against our leaders and to those religious leaders who are not undertaking the most imperative moral debates for us in America today. One is about the use of torture, and the other is about the war in Iraq and other things that we're doing. And it comes down to ends versus means. Machiavelli taught us that the ends justify the means. We see Karl Rove and George Bush using all kinds of things, and they always say the ends justify these means. But Jesus and God taught us exactly the opposite, that we would be entering heaven or hell depending on our means, that end would be determined by the means, not the other way around. And when we use these horrible means of imposing, of torturing others, then we sound much more like our enemies, of which the Bible also is very clear. And David says in the Psalms, I believe it Psalm 27, if I'm right here, Psalm 27, he says, "Do not let me fall into their hands," referring to his enemies, "for they accuse me of things I've never done." Sounded kind of like we're doing. "With every breath they threaten me with violence." If we look at the biblical definitions and uses of torture, we see it being used by the enemies of God and the enemies of Israel and the enemies of Christ all the time. We, in fact, when I did a concordance study this morning, I found one use of the word torture in the Bible, according to my concordance. And if I could read it for your listeners. In Hebrews 11, Paul tells us, when talking about the sacrifices made by Christians and the faith of Moses and the faith of others who gave their lives for Christ, he said, "But others were tortured, refusing to turn from God in order to be set free. They placed their hope in a better life after the resurrection. Some were jeered at, and their backs were cut open with whips. Others were chained in prisons. Some died by stoning, some were sawed in half, and others were killed with the sword. Some went about wearing skins of sheep and goats, destitute and oppressed and mistreated. They were too good for this world, wandering over deserts and mountains, hiding in caves and holes in the ground." So when the Bible talks about torture, it is something that is suffered by worshipers of Christ, not inflicted by them. When we look at the word crucifixion, we see it over and over and over again. It's not something for Christians to be using on their enemies. It's something that was used against Christ as a form of torture. And what are we told about it? We're told what we are to crucify is our own sin. Paul tells us, Galatians 2:20, "My own sin.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Have you been trying to figure out how to beat rising fuel costs by getting more miles per gallon? Do you dread the thought of your next fill-up? Every time you look, fuel prices have just gone ballistic. Finally, there's help. Tune in Tuesdays at 4 p.m. and noon on Sunday to the Fuel Crisis Solution and hear an expert explain how to get those extra miles using an EPA-registered method. Can't wait for the show? Want more information? Call 1-866-577-9760. 1-866-577-9760.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We'll be right back.
John, would you like to get your website out and tell people how they can get your book if they'd like to?
Well, yes, thank you for keeping me disciplined and reminding me. my website is at www.christianwords.us. That's www.christianwords.us. And there is some, you know, information there, some excerpts from the book to give people a flavor of the different subjects I cover. It can be ordered directly from my publisher at 877-421-7323. 877-421-7323. And it's also available through most book distributors, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, etc., ChristianBooks.com. If you punch in my last name, K-L-A-R, and Christian, you should hit it. And I do recommend it to people as a resource in these times to look at God's Word and juxtapose that with what's actually happening. And if I may, I was wrapping up before the break, if that's all right. I realize I'm long-winded.
That's all right. You're doing great, John. It's a great program.
Well, I think you're doing a great program, and I take seriously my effort to try to contribute to what you're trying to do here, because this is what God would have us do, is open our eyes. I had read a few scriptural sections, but let me read one more here that I thought was relevant from Hebrews 10:29. And Paul says, just think how much worse the punishment will be for those who have trampled on the Son of God and have treated the blood of the covenant which made us holy as if it were common and unholy, and have insulted and disdained the Holy Spirit who brings God's mercy to us. Well, that's what we see not just George Bush, but many of America's Christians and Christian leaders doing. It gives me no pleasure to condemn them. I'm not trying to judge them. God will judge them. I'm trying to say, look at God's Word. Look at what you're doing. If we are to torture, it is to torture or crucify our old selves. Our old selves torture others, but Christ in us tortures only our own sin in the sense of torture. I'm more worried it would be better perhaps for our servicemen to be the victims of torture and go to heaven than to be commanded by their government to torture and risk their eternal souls in hell. The book of Revelation tells us specifically, do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. In Revelation 14, we're told to fear God the judge. And then in several paragraphs, John goes on about the passionate immorality of Babylon and how Babylon will be tormented forever. And in chapter 18 of Revelation, it talks about the great torment of Babylon. We are incurring that very torment by abandoning God's word and tormenting others. We have not had the moral debate in this country that we should have. The ends justify the means. Too many Americans have put off discussing what's happened in Iraq. They're waiting for the outcome to decide whether Bush was right to go in or not. That's not Christ's standard. The war in Iraq is unjust and cannot be defended in the laws of Christ any more than torture. And the debate isn't even been had yet. When Iraq falls into what's now being called a civil war, does that mean George Bush was wrong? And if it had succeeded, that he was right? God's standards have to do with how we enter a war, not how we get out the other side. And God's standards have to do with how we conduct ourselves in this world and whether we torture and kill other people while calling ourselves a Christian nation. That is the face of Christianity we are portraying as a nation of the world today. That's why the Muslim faith is growing and the Christian faith is being denigrated as hypocritical. And that is our mission, to put our faith back in Christ and not in the fear of this world and those who would dissemble and lie to us and lead us to surrender not just our rights, not just our money, but our souls. Because we right now in America, in the use of torture in this war and in persecuting this war so endlessly, are on a sort of a crusade. And we are sacrificing God's principles on Satan's altar of this world. That's what we're doing in America today, Doctor. And that's the message of my book, and I hope the message of your program and other Christians out there, that we should be putting Christ first in our lives and in our country and in our everyday and moment, rather than abandoning him for these things that will lead to most certain and eternal disaster.
Well, the 111th Psalm says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom, a good understanding of all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. And people have to understand that we no longer preach in America a fear of the Lord. Oh, God loves everybody. There's no punishment. There's no hell. There's no eternal damnation. They've changed the message of the scriptures. I mean, this is not the message they were preaching during the first Great Awakening back in the 1730s or the second Great Awakening. I mean, there's been an organized effort to change Christianity. Until people understand that, until we have ministers who preach the Word of God instead of this mushy Christianity that we have today, that God abhors, and like the Church of Laodicea, which is neither hot nor cold, why, of course, God will spew it out of his mouth. So, John, I think you're doing a great job. I do want to get this message on all of our other programs. I think that's the best analysis of the Military Commission Act and then of the John Ward National Defense Appropriations Act. The people aren't understanding. They think this could never happen here. And I would like to suggest that if God is just, it is going to happen here. Do you have a parting thought for our listeners before we let you go?
Well, just God's blessings on all who are hearing this message, and please pass it on. And I would concur with your comments about fearing God. And it's not our context of fearing God that I'm supposed to be on my belly terrified of God. Fearing God means respecting him, having awe at his justice and his ultimate dominance over us, and acknowledging that control and that awesomeness of God. And too many people, you're right, are just not giving him his place. And I thank you for having me on and for everything you're doing for Christ and for America's Christians.
God bless you. And we'll give you a call again. I want to get this message onto our other programs as well. Thanks so much for being with us this morning. Our guest has been John Clark. Once again, your website.
www.christianwords.us.
Christianwords.us. Great book. The book is Christian Words on Christian Actions. And I think that we need to look at Iraq and say, how could a Christian president, a Christian administration, supported by the Christian leaders of this country, have gotten us into the mess we're in over there? And think about the suffering of the Iraqi people. Does anybody really think about all the Iraqis who've been killed over there? Because we went in on a lie, on the basis of a lie, and they knew it was a lie because the war was planned ahead of time. If you go to our website, you'll see all the references to the fact that this was planned. They were just looking for an excuse to go to war. And, of course, what happened on 9/11 was a great... John.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience some Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
And if you'd like to help us, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or subscribe to our newsletter. If you'd like to get a free copy of the newsletter, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. And if you'd like to really understand who runs America and the spiritual force that energizes them, let me suggest my August and September newsletters. They're up on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. October newsletter will be going up soon, and I'm just wrapping up my November newsletter, trying to understand what really happened on 9-1-1. What did happen that morning? Because you haven't been told the truth, and there's a conscious effort to confuse us and mislead us. The Terror Timeline by Paul Thompson, we recommend. Certainly the DVDs, Terror Storm by Alex Jones, 9-1-1, Press for the Truth, the story of the Jersey girls who lost their husbands. And then In Plain Sight, the video by the Power Hour. And then lastly, of course, 9-1-1, the day that changed the world forever, either in DVD or in VHS, put out by our good friend David Wagner, done immediately after 9-1-1 with clips in it, where you'll actually hear what it's all about. It's all about the New World Order. You'll hear Senator Gary Hart talking about it. It's all about the New World Order, and the head of Canada is saying, this war will never end. And ladies and gentlemen, that's true. This war will never end, probably during our lifetimes, because they will find new enemies. We're going to war with Iran. Are you worried about that? What about all the people who are going to die? Remember, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. What can you do? Well, one thing you could do would be to help me. I want to get Dr. Dennis Cuddy's book reprinted. We're offering a pre-publication, a special price. You can get a whole case of his books for $149.95. It's less than a third of the price of the book. But we'd like to get it reprinted. If you give us an order now, we won't bill you until such time as we actually are ready to go to press. But you can get a case of the book, The Secret Records Revealed. It has an index, it has an epilogue, and of course it'll be pretty close to 280 pages or so. Information that you need to have to understand what's going on in our nation today, and a good means of educating others. Wonderful quotations. Dr. Cuddy is certainly the finest researcher we have in the country, and if it's in his book, you can be sure it's accurate. Now, again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. To understand the spiritual battle, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or see the video or the audio tape or the DVD of that. And then, of course, to understand certainly these spiritual forces we're up against, let me suggest Malachi Martin's wonderful book, Hostage to the Devil. It's the story of five exorcisms, as authorized or as documented by the Catholic Church. Hostage to the Devil, you can get it by itself or with our four-tape set of The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, four interviews with Malachi Martin. We now do have in stock copies of Kiss the Boys Goodbye. They're secondhand, but they're all in good shape, at least those first ones that you get if you order now. Monica Jensen Stevenson's wonderful story of the men we abandoned in Vietnam. And the president was over there recently, and he didn't ask to get our boys back, because they don't want our boys back. They've been abandoned. And a nation that'll abandon its fighting men will ultimately betray its own citizens. That's what Ronald Reagan said. I believe it. You can get the book, Kiss the Boys Goodbye, at $21.95. And we hope you'll get along with the four-tape set. And we left behind to get the two of them together in a special reduced price. You see, you have to understand Vietnam. You have to understand the betrayal. They know that we left the boys there. Richard Nixon.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile.